Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so happy you decided to join us today. Before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. It is so easy to set up and break down. I think that's what makes it so handy to use and why I'm basically using it every day at practice. Mention Coach Unplugged and they'll give you $400. You said that right, $400 off your next purchase. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It is run by a basketball coach for basketball coaches at any level. You're not going to find anything out there, and it's got a 14-day free trial. We believe in it so much. We want you to join. We want you to come and kick the tires around. If it's not for you, it's not for you. But I can tell you people love it. I can tell you that people do not want to leave. Go over and check it out. And it's got everything from clinics to videos to me talking to lessons to courses to handouts to practice planning to parenting to whatever you need as a basketball coach. It's got it in there. Also, go over and check out our other podcast, High School Hoops, 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, Funnel Down Defense, and leave a 5-star review. We'd love those. All right, let's head off to the podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Today, we're going to talk about building great culture, just kind of some of the key components that I've had or thought about over the years, and I thought it was a great thing to kind of do leading into Thanksgiving here on a Sunday. Before we do that, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. I just literally, like 3 minutes before this, got an email talking about payment plans for schools. You know, schools can get up to 12% months at 0% by paying half down and then getting shipping right away. That seems like a really good deal right now. Especially with the way districts are kind of dealing with. Mention Coach Unplugged, they give you $350 off. So that seems pretty exciting to me. Also, teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. That seems really exciting to me too. Today, what I love doing around Black Friday, once I don't do it every year, I think the last time I did it was 2018, is kind of my Black Friday countdown. So today is Sunday. So leading up to Black Friday, which is next Friday, we're going to have a discount. So today is 25% off teachhoops.com just for Sunday. So if you're listening to this on Sunday, and then the percentages will go down each day to, I think on Black Friday, it's 10% off. So best deal to be had is out there right now and today. So you get the 14-day free trial. It will be put in after that 14-day free trial, but go over and check it out. I know, and this is the reason. So let's just jump in. This is the reason I wanted to do this podcast was to talk about, I know some of you are coaching and some of you are not coaching. Like me, we got postponed till the middle of January. So I know there's coaches that are not coaching right now and wish they were and all those kind of things. So teachhoops.com is a great place to go join our community, work on your crafts, because we're all going to coach again. It's just a matter of when. And I can't imagine a better time, you know, leading in Thanksgiving or Christmas, especially if you're not coaching and maybe you've been pushed back 3 or 4 weeks, or maybe you've been pushed back a month. Great time to come over, kick the tires, check it out. So that's the first thing. But the second thing is, I thought, what a great time to build culture. What a great time to build our community, our basketball community. That's what I'm super excited about. So I was just quoted in our paper recently that great leaders not only worry about themselves, but others, you know, with making some of these hard decisions that are having to have happen. I can't talk to this morning. But I just think we need to think about that. You know, great leaders build and drive great cultures. So you, as the leader of hopefully the entire basketball program, know that that should be your priority. That should be what you're dealing with and what you're kind of tackling. This is something I learned later. And so great leaders build and drive great cultures. You're leading the bus, you're driving the bus. That is a really important thing. I'm going to tell you something that I learned, and I did not necessarily know as a younger coach. Culture beats strategy. Relationships beat strategy. Strategy is important, but I believe culture will determine whether you have a quote unquote successful program. It's the long haul. It's the, you know, you got to plant the seed. I think it's the bamboo that takes 10 years and then it grows a lot in like the last year or something like that. It just takes time. It doesn't happen by accident. Culture doesn't happen by accident. I know when I took over our program 20 plus years ago, it had like 5 winning seasons in 40 some years. And the culture, we had some great coaches before me, but the culture was not of winning. The culture was not of basketball. It was a hockey school at that point, and things needed to change. So it happens when a leader expects greatness from everyone, from the managers, from the 13th player, from the assistant coaches. It lives it. It values it. It reinforces it. I tell my guys all the time, we don't have, you know, 3 gold balls and, you know, 10 state tournament appearances or whatever it is. If it's not 4, and then I'll point at the manager, because they do the things that you don't necessarily see. So that's really important to think about when you're moving forward. Culture is such a dynamic thing. It's not static. It's not staying put. It's always moving. And it's created each day. It's created by, like, I know when we go on some of our trips, because we're lucky and get invited to some national tournaments, people open gyms up for us on a Saturday at 8 a.m. You know, you build culture by having each one of your players go over and shake hands and say thank you to the person. They didn't have to do that. Culture is led from the top down.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
But it comes to life from the bottom up. So let me say that again, because that's similar to one of my other, like, you know, leaders not only worry about themselves, but others. Culture is led from the top down. So I lead it for the program, but it comes to life. It builds, like I could start doing a Disney movie. It builds from the bottom up. It really does. And that's how we, you know, that's after that first losing season, how we were able to do it. I think there's a Brad Stevens quote. I'm sure I'm going to butcher this, but your culture is not just your tradition. It is the people in the building who carry it on. So our culture is not, you know, the NBA guys I've coached. It's the in the building every day. It's the expectations. It's how we get on the bus. It's how we handle things on a regular basis. When leading a new team, I just got off a phone call with a teachhoops.com member. when you start a new team, when you take over a new team, when you take over a new program, it takes longer to build a new culture if you let I think John Gordon talks to it about the energy vampires, I think it is, or if you let negative people in, you cannot. I'm going to tell you right now, as an old dog, negative people can't be in my life on a regular basis. It's just, I don't have time. I'm life's too short. So you have to be very aware of that. So that's the next thing. So also you have to be, and this is the hard one. It's the growth mindset, creating a culture. You can't be afraid to fail. This is a PGC thing. I've seen this so many places that, you know, when kids make mistakes, it's okay. You know, I use the example of basketball camp. I'll grab a ball and I say, you know, I live about 3 miles from school. I could dribble this home. Am I going to be a better basketball player if I just dribble this home? No, because I'm not going to push myself. If it bounces off and I'm going at such a speed and I'm pushing myself at such a threshold that when I dribble home, it goes out into the traffic, don't get hit, but it will make me better as far as tackling it. So change is a part of everything. And again, as an old dog, hard, difficult, but it's important. Change is inevitable. So you got to embrace it. It's been hard. I don't like change. in lots of aspects, but I think that's part of that is getting older. But the best thing I've learned with change is it's going to happen. And if you're going to build the culture of the program that you want to, you have to realize that change is going to happen. It may have been Eastman or Gordon or whatever, but culture is like a tree. Okay. It takes years to cultivate and grow, and yet it can be dropped down in a minute with like negative people. Protect your culture, you know, build a moat around the tree. So culture is like a tree. It takes years to cultivate. It's like the bamboo example, and to grow, and yet it can be chopped down very quickly. So protect your team, protect your culture. So before we end, just a couple things. If you know of some coaches that would like to be interviewed, what I'm looking for is coaches around the country that, not the name brands, not the NBA guys or the college. I'm looking for coaches that have been successful that want to make a difference and want to share their knowledge. So if you know of someone like that, email me at steve@ttubes.com. Also, again, it's a great time to work on your craft. I'm just telling you right now, it's a great time to become a better basketball coach, whether you're coaching. If you're coaching, I'm here to help. I'm going to have lots of free time to help you in this great journey. So come over and join us, ttubes.com, for coaches who want to get better. Hey, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Make sure you subscribe, like, we love those. And send me an email, steve@ttubes.com. Tell me what you want to hear in the future. Also, go over and check out ttubes.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.